you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
Reading from Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 and 22. And the special guest that's going to share a little of his insight and his passion for how God has directed his life. But I've never known anyone to quote this or reference it. And as I was thinking, Lord, what verse should I share today? I talked with Ken and I thought, that's a good one. So I read all around this chapter and the other chapters. But reading from Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 and 22. By day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. And for those of you that have maybe not been in the book of Exodus lately, this is a very interesting verse. And if you know some of the stories, it's where God went before the Israelites as they're leaving Egypt, and kind of a neat point where God manifested himself through the cloud by day and through the pillar of fire at night. And you might say, wow, that's kind of an interesting verse. Well, our special guest today will talk a little about that, because he's seen God direct his path and order his steps and go before him. And supernaturally, when he's trying to discern what direction or what job to take, how certain things played out. And so he really enjoys this verse. And we're going to introduce you to Ken Rowe. I've known him for many, many years, and we'll talk a little about that. But let me first have Marianne do maybe a little formal introduction. In fact, when I asked Ken, I said, give me a little thumbnail sketch of you. And he said, well, I have this thing. How many pages is that, Marianne?
Well, like, I don't know, but it's very impressive.
Like 5 or 6 or 7. He's published many articles. He's worked in many different positions. He's on our radio board, thank you God, a bunch of times over. In fact, last Friday, I mentioned that I'd be meeting up with Ken and he was going to walk us through some of the safety measures and protocols and things that we'll need to know to be not only compliant, but to safeguard our listeners' information and all the different things, the credit card processing and website design and various things that only these brainiacs, these IT guys, know how to do. And so we appreciate Ken Rowe, and he was a part of the new 4 board members that met up a couple weeks ago, and it's exciting to have him back in our area. I've known him, I think, 30-plus years, a long time ago. He helped out with Urbana 93 when computers were kind of relatively new for some of us that have never had a computer before. And so we go way back.
Mark makes everyone feel young.
We were talking about, like he's been doing his job or various computer assignments for
about 100
years. Or so years. And yesterday I was talking about, wow, it was 40 years ago when I was doing scripture memory with the Navigator.
John is only 31.
Yeah, I know. Our guest yesterday, and that program is archived, it was Josh Parr. He's with the Navigators here on the University of Illinois campus. But as we were talking about, I've been doing some scripture memory in various forms for over 40 years. And I'm like, you weren't even born when I started doing that. So that was a great interview. It is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or for that matter, wluj.org, under the Mark and Friends link.
So you want me to read this formal
introduction? Yeah, there's no way I was going to read all that. Some of those terms, I'd have to pull out my dictionary and figure out what it is or what it means.
I'm going to read it, but this guy sitting next to us does not strike me as overly a formal person. He's pretty down to earth. I'll read the formal introduction. Ken Rowe. Ken has more than 35 years of experience in information security. That includes a distinguished career at the National Security Agency.
That's the NSA, and if Ken told us everything he knew, he'd have to kill us.
Oh, well.
Now, some of you will get that. Gosh, he's not going to kill us, but that's one of those.
What movie is that from?
If I told you everything, I'd have to kill you?
Yeah, it's that James Bond, James. Yeah.
Okay.
National Security Agency, and a variety of roles in industry and academia, including a CISO role for the University of Illinois University Administration. Ken has a deep technical foundation that spans security research in TCP, IP, advanced cryptographic processes.
Yeah.
Got that out. Firewalls, I do know what that is. Software assurance, trust, and security engineering practices. For more than 15 years, he's been auditing or building compliance programs. That's great for a whole bunch of, I'm going to try and say all this
and
stuff.
And he's volunteered
for a lot of things.
Assisted a number of nonprofit organizations and ministries like ours, and so we appreciate his expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I bragged him up a little bit last Friday as I was talking about our new board members and some of the gifts that they bring to the board and some of the ways they can help us with our visionary thinking, because there's certain things you have to be compliant, or how do you streamline certain things, and how do you protect information and so forth. So I appreciate you, Ken. And like I said, I think we were in a small group together about 30 years ago, a long time ago.
Have you noticed how much we talk about long times?
Yeah.
Are you feeling your age?
No, I feel really good that I've sustained these friendships this long. I didn't either wear them out too much from volunteering for helping me, or that we still get along. And it was about a year ago we moved back into the area. In fact, we didn't mention that he's the senior information security architect for PetSmart, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
But with all the different experiences he's had, it seems like God has continued to lead him along, and he and Mary and their family, and he's a godly man. In fact, he was one of the original members that were praying up this radio ministry 25 plus years ago.
Mm.
And he was a part of a small group I was in when we were talking about this and preparing for it and thinking, is God going to bring a new radio ministry to East Central Illinois? And so when he returned to this area, he jumped right back in helping and assisting with the singing men of GNN. He used to sing with us. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think it was back a day or two. It was just a few days. And Jim Gunther already had him setting up risers
what,
and
Jim
lugging
Gunther
stuff.
Meet him at the airport or what?
Yeah, just about. So Ken is very gifted and has a servant's heart, which is true of, I think, all the board members.
Mm-hmm.
We have 12 board members now, and mm-hmm. they're all, at their core, seem to be servant types.
That's great.
And so, Ken, thank you for being a part of Testimony Tuesday here at our Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square. And you live just down the block from us, just a couple blocks away, almost walking distance, really.
Not in this weather.
Yeah, certainly
good
not.
Good point.
Yeah. So why Exodus chapter 13, this verse 21 and 22? By day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day and by night.
Oh my. The Lord has just really blessed us over these 40 years almost, and even before that, even when in college leading my path, but He's always made it very clear what our direction is, whether it's to buy a house or not to buy a house. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen both where we went to buy a house and we had one person come through in X number of weeks. And, you know, the Lord just shut the door on it and because he has something better for us.
That's when you were selling a house.
And then we were selling
in
our
the
house,
process of trying to buy a house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't that long after where he actually had a better house for us. It ended up being what became neighbors that have become lifelong friends.
Oh, that's neat.
And when that happened, our house sold immediately.
Right
at the right time.
Right at the right time. In so many ways, whether it's been a job change, whether it's been, you know, with the house or any major decision, it's been very clear. He's always been faithful to make it very clear. Mm. Sometimes it's been frustrating to wait.
Yeah. God's timing is generally not ours.
But how fortunate to feel the guidance of God at all those moments.
And sometimes it's been rather quick. And sometimes I think he has a sense of humor about this.
Oh.
Because when we were back here in 93-94 school year, NSA sent me back to teach for a year on campus. But we were at Twin City Bible Church, and it was towards the end of that year getting ready to go back to Maryland. They had a baptism service. And growing up, I had been baptized in the Methodist church, a little country church, which was by sprinkling, but that was because we didn't have any running water at that church.
Oh, that's funny.
is that near the Peoria area?
Yes, north of there, about 30 miles north, around a little town called Camp Grove out in the country.
Okay.
that church is no longer there. It's actually got moved to Chillicothe. It's now the chapel at the Three Sisters Park in Chillicothe.
Oh, I'm still laughing at your sprinkling joke. I hope that's not sacrilegious or offending
anyone.
No,
no.
I think that's fine.
No, there was no water, no running water.
That's right, yeah.
It literally had an outhouse.
Oh, great. That's important.
Next to it. But, you know, I really felt like the Lord was saying I should get baptized again. Not because of that, but because I really felt like when I got baptized growing up in the church, I got baptized for Jesus as my Savior, mm-hmm. not Lord and Savior, because I didn't really understand what it meant.
To have him have that lordship role in your life.
Mm-hmm. But for all the things that we've been through, both before I got married and through our marriage and this whole journey, I felt like, yeah, I really should get rebaptized as him as my Lord and Savior. I said, but you know, God, we're going back in 2 weeks. No longer had I thought that. Then the pastor said, well, we had some people that couldn't make it to get baptized today, so we're going to have another baptism service next week.
Oh, nice. So what's some other examples of when you've like felt God leading you? You mentioned the house buying or the jobs.
Yeah, you have that one job where you're waiting on that offer.
Yeah, that was the one that took us out to Phoenix. I was waiting on the offer from PetSmart, actually. That wasn't happening, but I had another offer, and I had a phone call scheduled to tell them whether or not I was going to take that job with them or not instead. And 15 minutes before that phone call, I got an email saying, oh, we got a job offer coming to you from PetSmart. Hang on.
Oh, wow.
And that was your preferred
desire. That was the preferred, yes.
I mean, who wouldn't want to leave this area, especially during these temperatures, and go to Phoenix, Arizona?
Well, after 5 years of Phoenix summers, we are more than happy to be
back
in
yeah.
Central Illinois.
Cool off a little.
Yeah.
And your friends and family and church members.
Yes, almost all of our family is here and mm-hmm. our friends. We had some good churches out there that we went to, but it's not the same as being back, yeah. back in Central Illinois, back home.
Yeah, yeah. Great people.
We know somebody in Arizona. Hi, Stu.
Yeah, Stu. My brother Stu listens every single day. If I don't have the link to the program under the Mark and Friends, he'll text me, hey, I can't access the program. Or if, like on Thursdays, I have my small group in the morning, and that's when Joey's on. Yeah. And so many times I don't post Joey till 9 or 9:30, and he's like, why are you neglecting Joey? Why don't you let Joey be accessed to me and others?
That sounds
and
like so a brother.
Every day.
Why don't you fix that?
He'll critique something said in the program. He'll go, oh, you're shouting out for NSA guys and computer techs. What about us bankers?
So that's funny.
Every day he has some kind of comment that brings a smile to my face.
I had to have a shout out to him because he's the only single person and his wife that I met that I know in Arizona. Anyway.
Well, Ken, on a Testimony Tuesday, you've taken us a little bit through the faith journey where God generally is miraculously provided. Of course, was it you that said earlier, or was it our guest yesterday, where Jesus doesn't do things miraculously?
He doesn't? What
no,
are you talking about?
Because he's God. Now, if we did a miracle, it would be miraculous, but it's not miraculous for Jesus. Were you telling me that?
That was something my dad said once. Yes. Was it what Jesus did was not miracles? Because he's God.
I see.
Yeah. So
if we did, it would definitely be miraculous, but not for Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He had this it may be a sign and a wonder, but it wasn't a miracle.
Interesting.
Yeah, because he's just doing what he can do.
Yeah.
Where for us, it'd be miraculous or miracle.
Interesting.
Well, anyways,
we call it miracles.
Yes, yeah. So take us a little bit through that faith journey. Did you grow up in a Christian home? And when did the point of recognizing even Jesus just as a Savior, as the Savior that secured your place to have eternal life with the Father and Him?
Well, you know, probably the most impactful sermon I ever heard was one called the Prodigal Son's Brother. Hmm. Because I grew up in the church, and I always grew up around the faith. I think I mentioned to you my dad was one of 12 kids, and they're all Christians. I mean, family reunion is almost like a, you know,
church service.
Church service.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So just grew up in the church, and just as part of that, when you're into junior high, then that was when you just always would go through the confirmation class of Methodist Church back then, a little country church. And then come forward and get the baptism because they considered you were old enough to recognize that. And continued on, but right, it's a continual growth.
Right, right.
So when I heard the sermon, the prodigal son's brother, it's like, yeah, I understand that one, because mm-hmm. he grew up, and sometimes you don't realize how blessed you are, just the fact that you didn't have to go through uh-huh. all those things.
Yeah.
But you did talk about the point of understanding not just the Savior that many of us can identify with, because we know we're fallen, we know we're sinful, we know we need something outside ourselves, but you're talking about Jesus having lordship.
Lordship, yeah.
And that was also a process that many of us go through.
Yeah, and I don't know there was any one particular event that I would say, well, that's the beginning of it. Right. It was just more of a growth thing. I think that when I started here as an undergraduate at the University of Illinois, Navigators was really engaged on campus, and I think through that there was a lot of growth. But just, I think it's just maturing as a person and realizing what God has been doing and how he has mm-hmm. been leading, and just knowing that you can't make it on your own.
Right.
And you've got to rely on the Lord for the guidance, because we have no idea.
Right.
I think one of my favorite hymns, and it's the second verse of His Eye is on the Sparrow. It's the second verse where we talk about he knows the path, but we only see one step at a time.
And there's a word, Christian terminology or jargon, sanctification, that process that God takes us all through. We don't suddenly come to him and then we're perfect and we never fall short. It's a process. Hopefully it's always an ongoing growth or a development or a relinquishing more control, or, you know, that sanctification process where we learn and grow, and if we step back, then we move forward two steps. And maybe if we step back or fall back, again, the trajectory is that we're constantly growing or desiring to be more like Christ. And mm-hmm. that'll hopefully take place for all of us that follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like when you talk about the Lordship. That really resonates. I mean, we all need to really think the Lordship over our life. You know, it puts you in a different frame of reference. And I love what you said about that song, about the sparrow. There's a book Stormy O'Martian wrote, I think Jack Hayford, she goes to his church, and she's kind of a famous author. And the title of the book is Just Enough Light for the Step I'm On. And that's what you made me think of when you said the path, just the next step, just this step. We just need light for now. We try and jump way ahead and figure things out.
And you've had a history of seeing God answer prayer that builds your faith, so you can trust him for bigger things. When he answers, then you can trust him for bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you and Mary have been on that course where, okay, Lord, what's next? Where do you want us? How are you going to provide? And where should we be? How do we stay in step with you?
Well, that's really neat, though, that verse from, is it Exodus, about the pillar and the pillar of fire and the cloud?
Yeah.
By day is one of your scriptures, kind of sounds like a life scripture, because you've experienced that guidance. That's really neat.
It's over the last 40 years. It's been quite a journey.
Wow.
Okay, in our closing 2 minutes, do a shout out or two about Mary. And I know you're a grandpa now, and your family is a little bit spread out. Some are local and some are, I think, in Texas.
Yep.
Texas. Like, say, Texas.
Our youngest daughter and her husband and our new granddaughter are in Houston. Everyone else is actually in the area here. Our other two daughters and our son, my brother and my wife's two brothers. And I have a sister up in Leroy. So, I mean, almost all of our immediate family is in the area. So it's great to be back.
Right, right.
And not only has it been almost 40 years since I started on the security industry path, but it's been almost 40 years for our wedding anniversary coming up in June as well.
Oh,
it's been a wonderful 40 years. I'm looking for so many more.
Oh,
and guess, Marianne, where he may have met Mary? Mr. Computer High Tech.
Oh, UVI.
No.
I don't know.
Illinois State University.
Okay.
Normal. She was actually the secretary for the department. She had just...
Nice. In the computing
place. Was it love at first sight?
Well, at least on one side.
So you were dressed up that day looking good, right? She just fell in love with you?
I think it was the other way around.
Yeah.
Mary's always been the one with discernment.
The gift of discernment that she used wisely that day. So anyways, you've been married just about 40 years and have your four children and a grandbaby and
nice.
Are open to how God's going to use you. We thank you for accepting the role as one of our newest board members mm-hmm. and praying up the ministry, spending time with me on Friday and, you know, looking for different roles that you can have to advance God's work through Great News Radio, which we're just so excited about. I know on Friday I almost couldn't stop talking. For the first 10 minutes when I had Jason on the phone, I was recounting our prior board meeting and our visit to Springfield and the vision casting and the ways that we see God at work and the unique things that we think he's going to be doing in the days ahead and how to position our board to be praying and clearly knowing so we can be in step with the Lord. And so it's been pretty exciting couple weeks and getting closure on some things so that we can free up our times to focus on these other things.
It's never really dull.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's been exciting.
Yeah, you know what? I used to say, I wish I could get into a rut so I could kind of slow down and have a routine. And it's just like been a lot of stimulus. But, you know, God's always on the move and we want to be in step with him. And so
I think we'd have to have a party and mark that occasion of being in a rut because that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. What is a rut? I want to be in a rut.
Don't say that.
I don't think it's going to happen. But well, thank you, Ken, for being on our board. This is Ken Rowe, lives in Urbana and serves the radio ministry and serves a lot of other ministries, helps out he and Mary in any ways they can. And we appreciate his walk with the Lord. And maybe you'll look at Exodus 13, 21, and 22 differently after hearing how he's really seen God go before him, go behind him, protect him, guide him, lead him. And that's probably a desire for all of us, that we could be so close to the Lord that we know exactly what he wants for us and we can be in step with his will. So,
great witness.
Thank
Ken.
You, Ken. Thank you for coming over. I guess it's too cold to walk back home, but we'll get you there and you'll be A-OK. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marion Simpkins, and Ken Rowe with Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.